Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast, where once a month we interview our featured expert. They're the person who's on the cover of our Soar to Success magazine this month. Today, my guest is certified life coach and professional trainer, Joan Washburn. Welcome to the show, Joan. I can't wait for our listeners to get to know you.
Oh, hi, Pat. I've been looking forward to this very much myself.
Great. I think you're going to provide wonderful information and tips and things that people are going to want to know. So as we get started, why don't you just give us a little background about what you do? And then, more importantly, I think people really like to know why you do what you do. So if you could share that as well, that'd be perfect.
I'd love to. As you know, I'm a professional life coach, trainer, and speaker. And mostly I work with smart, driven professionals who are usually very overwhelmed and often tell me they're quote-unquote stuck. Mm-hmm. But they want to accomplish more, but they don't want to add stress to their life in order to do it. Many of them want to stop feeling guilty about work-life balance, and often they have a big goal that they've always wanted to accomplish, and I help them finally make that a reality. And the reason why I do it is because of I just see a great need out there. I've been there myself, and there's a lot of professional people out there. They're working really hard, and they're under a great deal of stress. And when you ask them, what would you really love to do with your life, or what do you really want to do, they always kind of start with, well, someday when I have the time, when I have this, you know, it's always someday, it's always out there. And unfortunately, they don't see the fact that there really is a path right now to start to move forward towards, you know, those things they've always really wanted to do or something they've always wanted to do. And it's just a big need that I see out there, and I love working with people to help them achieve things they've always wanted to achieve but haven't had the time or the energy or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, so would you clarify the problem then that you solve for people?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that they don't see that there really is a path to what they want. And so, or often they're not even clear on what it is exactly, what it is that they would love for their life. So what I help them do is get crystal clear on what they really want so they can start to move forward to make it happen.
So don't you think that there are a lot of people who are just operating on autopilot and they don't even really give any thought at all to the fact that they're stuck or they're feeling less joy than they could? Like, how do you snap people out of that autopilot zone?
Well, what I've found is something happens in their life that usually snaps them out of it. They seek out support or some help.
You know what I mean?
Something happens, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, man, I have to do something here. I can't continue on this path, and there's no joy in my life. There's no satisfaction. I'm working harder than I ever have in my whole life, and yet I have less joy and satisfaction than I've ever had. I need to make a change, and they find me, or they start looking for support, and that's when I'm able to help them.
Yeah, and I have found that in my own life experience that in times of great transition, like mm-hmm. whatever it might be, and observing other people too, like be fired from a job or have a divorce or have a death or something uh-huh. that shakes them up into stopping to finally think about it too. So it usually is those lower energy times in our life that makes us finally wake up to the reality of what we're living. Do you agree?
It is. Yeah. The analogy I often use, or the metaphor, is people are often, or we find we're driving in a fog.
Uh-huh.
And when the fog clears, all of a sudden, you know, what I do is help people lift the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they see they're on the wrong side of the road and a 10-ton truck is heading towards them. And
yeah.
When that happens, we don't really spend a lot of time trying to figure out how we got on the left side of the road, the wrong side of the road. You know, like, oh, it's my parents.
Yeah.
Just, when that happens, what do? You just immediately course correct.
Yes.
So
exactly.
That's what I work with my clients to do, is to lift that fog, so that if they see they're on the wrong side of the road, they immediately know what to do inherently.
Mm-hmm.
To course correct. Or maybe they see they've been on the right side of the road all along and can now relax and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in your life, you had one of those points.
Yeah.
where you had to let the fog clear as well. So will you share your own personal story and what took you out of corporate America and into what you're doing right now?
Yeah, sure. Well, for 27 years, I worked in medical sales and marketing. And when I say I worked, that's really about all I did was work. I had large territories. I was traveling 5 days a week, sometimes to multiple cities in a week. And you think travel's a lot of fun until you have to do it for business. It's not really any fun anymore.
Yeah.
But and toward the end of my business career, I was vice president of sales and marketing for a startup. And we were bought out by a multinational conglomerate, a huge organization. They consolidated sales organizations, and overnight, pretty much, I was out of a job. So it was a bit of a wake-up call. But the real wake-up call, I think, for me was I was looking at other opportunities that were coming my way to pretty much do the same thing, only for a different company. And I got really, really, really sick with a condition where 30% of the time people die.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, and so as I was recuperating, I started to think, you know, like I said, the fog started to clear, and I started to think, you know, what would I really love to do? Not what do I have to do, what do I think I should do, but what would I really love to do for the rest of my life, and or my working life? And it became clear that I wanted to help people who were in the same situation that I had been, and I was exposed to coaching, life coaching. This was, you know, 9 years ago, so it was just becoming a profession that was being certified by the International Coach Federation. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was an avenue to really learn some new principles and skills and tools that I could pass on to other people to help them live a life with more joy and less stress and still accomplish what they really, really wanted for their lives. So that's what I decided to do. And it took me a year and a half to become certified as a life coach, and then I became a faculty member, actually, of the Academy for Coaching Excellence out of Sacramento, California. So now I'm able to, you know, not only coach individuals, but I work with groups and organizations to do trainings regarding, you know, communication, better communication, leadership skills, teamwork, those types of things, but to just be able to accomplish more in the workplace and at home without adding stress to your life. That's my main focus, is accomplish more with less stress.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got, so I've been doing this now for 9 years and speaking engagements and coaching and training, and I've never been happier.
That is great. And so Did you find when you initially went through the coaching training that you had already intuitively been doing some of the things that you were learning from when you were leading the sales teams, but maybe without all the tools and comprehensive knowledge that comes along? But was it an intuitive thing for you?
What I saw was the part about what I had done in my business career that I loved the most was the mentoring, coaching, and training of new, you know, people that I brought on board, because I hired many people, and mm-hmm. and my focus was their success. You know, I really, you know, their success was my success.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we're only as successful as those mm-hmm. who work for us and with us. So,
yeah.
I used to hire very technical people because it was a very technical sale. So I had to teach them how to do a business plan, how to set appropriate goals, you know, all the aspects of business that they had no experience in. So I did a lot of training as far as that goes, and then, you know, really support them as they went through this huge transition and to become really successful. And when I left, four of them were regional vice presidents, and one is now the national VP. So I'm really, that's what I loved the most about what I did before. I now do it, you know, officially, professionally with my own business and company. So, yeah, you're right. Intuitively, it's what I love the most, but I just didn't have all the tools and skills that I have now to provide people.
Yeah, I think that's really great how as we go through our lives, we gather pieces and parts, and then all of a sudden, voila, we end up in a place when we become clear that brings in all the best pieces of what we like to do. You think that's true?
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. So we've already talked a little bit about what you enjoy the most, about what you do, but do you have anything to add to that?
You know, when I'm working with a person, I think what gives me the most satisfaction is when the fog clears for them, shall we say, and they have what I like to call the aha moment, when mm-hmm. you can see it in their face, and then they just light up because they immediately see what they need to do next. They're excited about it. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, this is it. I see, and it's, you know, not much can bring you joy more than that.
Right.
And then I get to support them as they go for it, and celebrate all the little successes along the way. When I'm doing a speaking engagement, you know, and everybody in the rooms all get something at the exact same time, typically they burst out into laughter. You know, it's like, oh, no, that's me. Oh, now I see. And there's a lot of chuckling
yeah.
and laughter and all head slapping and that type of thing. So, yeah, that's always really rewarding, gives me a lot of energy.
Well, I know from watching your video episodes that you have all sorts of great tools and tips and strategies that everybody can relate to and go, oh, yeah, that's me. But the one in particular that had the biggest impact on me was the red and green tool that you talked about. Can you elaborate on that just for our listeners for just a moment, and we
sure.
can send them to the video?
Our brains are just conclusion-making machines. You know, it's part of our survival. We have all these conclusions that we draw about situations, and one of the things that I talk about is we can affect the outcome of a conversation or a relationship that we have with a person that's based by just adjusting the conclusion that we have about them before we even start talking. What we're thinking about that person, the conclusion that we're having about that person, is even more important than what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Because that comes through so clearly, what we're thinking, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
I think it's
right.
kind of like the law of attraction, isn't it?
It is in a way. It's one way of looking at it. But so what I learned at the Academy for Coaching Excellence, and this was taught to us and originally by Dr. Maria Nemeth, who is the founder of the Academy for Coaching Excellence, is she calls it the red lens, green lens. So if you're seeing a person that you're talking with through the red lens, you see them as with five conclusions. The first is they are broken and they need to be fixed. The second is they don't have their own answers. Their third one is I do, and it's up to me to fix them or to give them all the right answers. I question their commitment is number four. And number five is they are a drain on me. Now, you can imagine it really wouldn't matter what you said if that's how you were seeing that person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whereas if you shift to wearing what we call the green lens and you see that person as whole and complete, they are on their own hero's journey. They have all their own answers. They want to make a difference in life. They are a contribution to me right here and right now. And I interact with them in the way I want to be interacted with dignity and respect. No matter what you said to that person, if that's how you were seeing them, as a hero, whole and complete, who has all their own answers, they want to make a difference in life. They're a contribution to you right here and right now. And you interact with them with dignity and respect, you're bound to have a great outcome from that conversation.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk about the vision you have for your company and what's led you to create this vision and what you see happening for you over the next several years.
Well, I live in a very small town, as you know, Marblehead, Ohio. So my vision for my company is really getting big in that it is now encompassing the World Wide Web. So I have put some trainings online, which has been really well received because included in the training is group mentoring calls. So I do a lot of coaching and mentoring over the phone. I've designed two new programs. One is called the Accelerated Clarity Program, which has a lot to do with what we're talking about, and another, the Accelerated Results Program. And with today's technology, you know, with Skype and conference calling and all the other different webcasts and all the different things, I'm able to reach a very large audience. And that's been really exciting for me is I have had clients now in Dallas, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Chicago, Baltimore, Maryland. So my spread is, you know, my reach, I guess I should say, is really growing. And that's what I see more and more for my business is growing. So, and the neat thing, too, is people are able to sit in their big comfy chair with a cup of coffee or their favorite herbal tea and receive get involved, hire a coach and hire me online and spend quality time, you know, no matter where they live or you know, so it's and in the comfort of their own home or office as opposed to going someplace. So that's where I see the growth for my business. I'm a firm believer in having a crystal clear vision for the life you want to live, and it's actually one of the trainings that I do. But that's what I see more of is online and distance coaching and training.
Yeah, that is perfect. Sounds like you arrived on the scene 9 years ago, just in time for all this to evolve, so you didn't have to do that constant traveling anymore.
Oh, yeah. Funny how that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to travel like that anymore.
Yeah.
Opportunity and the resources
Yes.
just showed up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh?
And it's going to continue to evolve, I think, too, as time goes on, with all sorts of new tools constantly popping onto the scene all the time to make it easier for us to connect across the miles. So.
And that's why I love Biz TV show. I love my coffee break with Coach Joan, quick tips for busy professionals. I mean, I send that out to thousands.
Yeah.
And how else could I reach that amount of people and help them with, you know, in 2 to 3 minutes with a quick tip to help them with something that maybe they're struggling with every day?
Yeah, absolutely. And you do your episodes very well, authentically, and provide great quality tips too and information, including the Red Lens, Green Lens episode. So I'll make sure that I give our listeners an opportunity to link through to your series. But you just mentioned about success. So what is your definition of success?
Well, it's a pretty simple one, actually. At the Academy for Coaching Excellence, one of the things that we learned is a new definition of success. And that is, success is doing what you say you will do consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not about how much money you make. It's not about, you know, how well known. It's about just doing what you say you will do consistently, but doing it with clarity, focus, ease, and grace.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the definition of success that I work with and that I bring to my clients.
Yeah, so I think that definition is really very interesting, because it does incorporate that element of joy, even though joy isn't one of the words there. But
mm-hmm.
still, when you're doing something with grace and ease, it should be giving you joy, right?
Right.
Instead
right.
of stress.
Right,
so,
exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when you do what you say you will do, consistently.
Yes, so one of exactly. the questions that I ask everyone on this podcast is, what are the top three traits you think are needed for someone to be able to soar to success? And I think as you're looking at your clients or your prospective clients, what are three things that you notice about them when you meet them or first have that first engaging conversation where you say, I know if I work with this person, they will soar to success? So what would be your three traits that you look for?
The first thing I look for is, and this is such a simple thing, but it takes a lot of courage, is they have to be willing. They have to be willing to take the action that they need to take, even if it's like outside of their comfort zone, you know, even if they don't really want to, or even if they're not mm-hmm. even sure if they can. Nevertheless, they're willing to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they see that they is the next step for them to do, they need to be willing to do it. Seems simple enough, Pat, but it takes a lot of courage sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
the second thing is, they need to take action. You just don't get things done without action. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't spend
yeah.
a lot of time just sitting around talking about why and this, that, and the other thing. It's about, who are you willing to be? What are you willing to do? What's the next step you need to take? And you need to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So once they see, the, you know, the fog is lifted and they've gained clarity and they see possibilities and opportunities and resources that are available, they have to take action to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is, which they really already demonstrated by the time they call me, is they have to ask for help. Because often, as we're going on our journey towards whatever's really important to us, we're going to hit a point where we don't know what the next step to take is, or how to take it without having creating a whole bunch of stress or trials or tribulations, and we get stuck or just whatever. They have to be, again, willing to ask for help. and to see that they just don't have to, they don't have to do it alone. Mm-hmm. You know, so often we think that we have to do everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be successful, you need to understand that there's a lot of resources and opportunities that are out there for you and that you do not need to do it alone. Those are the three things that I see in my most successful clients. They're willing to do what it takes. They do what it takes, and they ask support when they get. They ask for support when they don't know what the next step is, or just need a little support to move forward. You know.
Yeah, that is fabulous. Those are great. So thank you so much for sharing those ideas with us. So just in closing, what brings you the most joy right now? What do you love about your life at the moment?
You know, I think probably for the first time in as long as I can remember, I have achieved the balance. Not that there is such a thing as perfect balance, or I'd be giving away my half of part of what I do. There's no such thing as perfect balance, but I've reached a real nice level of or degree of time with my family. I moved home here into this small town to be with my parents and family, and so I get to spend really good quality time with them. I work with people that I just love, and it's transformational work. So I love that about my life, and then I think probably one of my passions is my horses. I have a couple of Tennessee Walkers, and I have finally found and made the time, I guess I should say, to go after something I've wanted since I was a little kid. All little girls love horses, you know. Like anyway, all my friends' little girls want to come and see my horses. So I have a couple of horses, and so I get to trail ride with my friends. And so I just feel like the feeling that comes over me so often is this feeling of you are where you are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So often we're like, what's next? What's next? Or
what
should I be doing? Or, you know, there's so many questions and concerns. And even just this morning, you know, I went for my walk this morning, and I was just overcome with this emotion of I'm just so where I am supposed to be right now in my life. And that just brings me a lot of joy.
Your
question is that feeling.
Absolutely.
Feeling that way, it's terrific.
So, Joan, how can people reach you?
Email me their biggest challenge and a couple of times that work for me to give them a call, and we'll get something scheduled. I'd love to do that.
And don't you also do a complimentary consultation?
Oh, yes, it would be absolutely complimentary. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, at no charge. We'll schedule a call. Mm-hmm, too.
Yeah, so they don't have to email their biggest challenge. They can just contact you for a complimentary consultation, too, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thanks so much, Joan, for being on the call with us today. I had so much fun talking to you. I learned a lot of interesting tidbits, and I really feel like there's so much value for people in listening to what you have to say, and I wish you a great success in the future. Thanks for being on the call with me.
This has really been fun. I've enjoyed it very much, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.